Alrighty, and we got the one, the only Reckless Rock Radio co-host, Greg Spicoli, tonight, here on tonight's Sit Down.
How are you, Cameron?
Anytime. I'm doing delightful. And
I'm really sorry.
This is a long time coming. It's just so many different, just fascinating local Dallas-Fort Worth radio guys. I gotta know what makes Greg and Lee Russell want to plug every Sunday, you know, 10 p.m. to midnight. Yeah, just absolute, just rock and metal. Sometimes I swear you guys are on Saturdays, aren't you?
No, sir. That's
really? Okay.
Different show.
All right. You're doing a damn good job with all the pledge drives. And I became a huge with you last fall when, lo and behold, 97.1 The Eagle became The Freak and had founder of the syndicated sports talk show The Ticket relaunch it. It was unbearable. Yeah. And you guys did some amusing just riffs. You're just like, where else are you going to go for metal? We're the only one.
Last one standing. And
absolutely.
That's a market of, 8 million people now in Dallas-Fort Worth?
Mm-hmm.
That's just unacceptable and embarrassing, but we're not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm. So tell me a little bit about your personal music experiences. What did you play any instruments? Or
I've moonlighted in a couple cover bands for the last 15 years.
Sweet. Who were your gods of rock?
Oh, that's
who were your inspirations. Just
I'm a British metal guy mostly. I'm a Maiden, Priest, Saxon, a lot of Motorhead, Sabbath. I'm a big sucker, a sucker for the new wave of British heavy metal and American thrash. That's
nice.
That's usually my predominant what I love to listen to, as well as the wonderful local music we have in Dallas-Fort Worth of all genres. The older I get, the more I like different styles of music. So every few days I get new songs submitted to me by bands. Mm-hmm. And 90% of the time, it's always it's great stuff. And right. I will argue that Dallas-Fort music scene, for lack of a better term, is musically the strongest it's been in about 20 years.
Yeah, I definitely
technology
concur.
Has something to do with that. I don't know, but I'm getting great songs just one after the other.
It's definitely a bunch of technology, because now people are having to worry less about all the different personas in the room and can focus more on the content.
That's good. And as it should, I'm
right
in the business of playing good songs on our radio show. That's where it stops.
Mandatory. Yeah.
Good songs. That's what I want. That's what, and I don't care if it's not in like my cup of tea, if I wouldn't listen to it in the car, doesn't necessarily mean I won't play it on the radio. Does that make sense?
Exactly. And just, you want to just kind of like how so many people want to check out mom and pop restaurants. You know, it's so cool to know, hey, there's all the, you know, on the other days, they'll have some independent pop and R&B and rap. And I'm actually intrigued by how creative they get with the remixes as well as the cover bands. And same deal here. I mean, we're seeing we're seeing guys who actually want to bring, like, they want to compliment metal. They don't want to just be a struggling band that got a chance.
Absolutely.
Ah, man. What's the loudest concert you've ever been to?
Ooh, God.
I know.
Ironically, probably Quiet Riot at the Oil Palace in Tyler, Texas in 1999.
Wow.
A toss up between that and I think Ministry.
Ooh. But
Quiet Riot was just very, very loud that night.
Whoever was doing the mixing or speaker hookups.
It was like, I couldn't even tell what song it was. And don't get me wrong, I love Quiet Riot. It was like, guys, that was just way too loud. And I told the singer, the late Kevin Dubrow after the show, I couldn't hear anything y'all were doing up there. And he just smart ass says, huh? Yeah, that's one that sticks out the loudest. They were on the bill with Nugent, Slaughter, and Night Ranger. I was 18 years old.
Nice. All right. So how did you get started with KNON? It's been around for 4 decades. They proudly pronounce that. I can't believe that. That's amazing.
I agree. It's wonderful to be part of such a Dallas institution. And here, I've noticed something about air personalities in Dallas-Fort Worth. You either start at KNON or you end at KNON. At this stage in the game, I am completely fine with riding out in the sunset with KNON.
There you go.
Commercial radio, while it was fun at the time, would not be fun anymore.
Oh, totally. You and 88.5 do a good, just fun mixture of even just local news, science, faith, and then even get into just other fun like PSAs as well as this day in history. But did you know Lee Russell prior to being his on-air partner?
I did. He was the sound guy. We've met several times throughout the years.
They call him Big Mix, fellas. Big Mix.
And, he was christened Big Mix by the late, great Joey C. Jones.
Nice.
Lee was the sound guy for Trees and Gas Monkey Bar and Grill and Gas Monkey Live. That's how I knew him. Oh, and Firewater. Sweet.
That's when I first met him, was when he was at
what was called Firewater Bar and Grill. Same location as Gas Monkey, and which became Amplified, and who knows what it's going to be now. I don't know. So I knew of him. After my tenure with commercial radio ended, I was once on the Eagle for a brief period. Then I moved.
Oh, really?
I moved to 93.3 The Bone, where I was at for a few years, and then 1310 The Ticket. And they, once my contract from with Cumulus expired, they said
I missed so many of those remixes that they would do every Saturday night, and then they just stopped doing it. And I was like, what are you guys doing?
Then I got into, life started happening after that. I got married for the first time. Shouldn't have. And I just kind of ignored radio and got into other trouble. We won't get into all that.
I'm sorry.
Long story short, I was doing internet radio before and me and Lee were kind of just messing around with this online station, and he got in good with Dave Chaos up at KNON 89.3, the station manager, and they were having some beers, and my nose glowing.
No, you're good.
All right. They had some adult beverages, and one thing led to another, and
in Lee that order.
Like, if you want a real local show, I'll do it. Lee doesn't really remember doing this, or so he says. And allegedly, Dave called him and said, all right, come on. And Lee called me. He's like, ready to go back to FM? And I'm like, yes, sir. 7 years later, here we are. And
right?
I wish there were other local rock shows like there were once upon a time besides us. But it seems that we're the only ones left that I know of. I've looked around and I couldn't find anything on any other stations.
Yeah, the most you're going to probably
get schedules or itineraries, and I can't find anything. So while every show on KNON 89.3 FM plays local music, Reckless Rock is the one that only plays local music.
Only.
So everything past, present, and future, or future.
It's all good. We're all getting up here, guys. We're going to.
While we like to play and keep up with the current cutting edge sounds that's coming out of the Metroplex, we are big fans of preserving our musical heritage in Dallas-Fort Worth. So we'll play stuff from the 90s, the 80s, going back even to the garage rock bands of the 60s. As long as it's Dallas-Fort Worth or North Texas in that range. If it's a good song, we'll probably play it.
All right, that's fair enough.
And we have such a rich history. We have such a rich history of great music, great rock music in Dallas-Fort Worth.
I was really blown away. I can
name Stevie Ray Vaughan, Pantera, Drowning Pool, the Toadies, which are all great. That's, you know, Drowning Pool was my first local band.
Yeah.
That's when I started going to clubs was when they were on the rise. In fact, I went and saw them before they had Dave Williams. And watching them rise while I was a late teenager and early 20s was a real joy to be a part of. And, you know, at least from in the crowd, you know. And, I don't know. I was a kid.
All together.
That's how me and Lee got started.
Oh, totally. I loved how you guys piped up at one occasion where you were just like, seriously, where else are you going to find metal? And you were talking about a few different groups, which they've been playing since 85, and they just remastered an old track that they never did anything with. It's just so cool to see all these second chances.
Yes. I'd like to, we're trying to exploit that. There's a lot of bands we'd love to see get back together. And I like to think we are the ones responsible for Black Horse recording their first song in 43
That's
years.
That's it, yes.
And as well as band Chastity. We found an old demo of theirs from like 88 or 89. And they reunited about 5 years ago and put out two new albums. And
it's
yeah. Who else?
Who else? Everybody and everything. But so you got in well with them, and
we'll return after these messages.
Hello and welcome to Culture Shocked, the pop culture podcast brought to you by four aging millennials and our outdated opinions. Join us every Tuesday as we discuss movies, TV, games, and even music, new and old.
Dude, what do you think you're doing?
Are you seriously trying to record a promo without us right now?
Well, yeah.
Dude, you can't just do the promo by yourself. Who's gonna listen to that?
Yeah, and you probably haven't even told them that we're a pop culture podcast where we always agree on everything. For instance, the Sam Raimi trilogy easily being the best of the Spider-Man movies.
No. But I think we can all agree that Jaws is a classical masterpiece.
Nope, don't like that. But we do all agree that the sequel trilogy of Star Wars is the best in the Skywalker saga, right, guys?
That comment is so ridiculous. I don't even know where to
Anyways, that'll do it from all of us here at Culture Shock. Thanks for listening.
Do you ever find yourself thinking about who would win in a fight between Goku and Superman? Hi, I'm James Gavsey, and on the Who Would Win show, me and my co-host Ray ignore anything important happening in the outside world and debate fictional battles between characters from comics, movies, and video games.
We got a new show every week, and almost always am I the winner.
Yeah, not true, Ray.
In the past, we've discussed such matches as Captain America versus Darth Vader, Solid Snake versus the Iron Giant, classic matchups like RoboCop versus Terminator, and even the Muppets versus Sesame Street.
That one was crazy. So if you're a fan of geek culture and love a spirited debate, check out the Who Would Win show wherever you get your podcasts, or check us out at whowouldwinshow.com.
We let things pile up in the DVR. We add them to our queues. We wait for the DVDs and Blu-rays. We time shift. The Time Shifters Podcast. Sci-fi, horror, fantasy, superheroes, comedy, action, film, television, maybe some not-so-current events. Find us on iTunes or at timeshifterspodcast.com.
Cool thing about Blind Knowledge is we are in multiple countries. We are worldwide, all across the globe. We are in the U.S. We are in the U.K. We are in Canada, Germany, India, Japan. We're in Australia, y'all. BlindKnowledge.com. Now back to the feature presentation.
But when did you guys partner up with Poor David's Pub and start sponsoring them? There's so many times, and I really do admire that you guys are reminding us, hey, they exist, and they really are really incredible.
Talking about Poor David's Pub?
Yes.
That I'm not real sure about. That would be a management question.
No, that's fine. Sorry.
We go in there. I think the last thing we did there was a blues fest.
Probably they do. So
I can't remember because usually when I'm there working with KNON, I'm behind the I'm working the booth and passing out T-shirts and what have you. I don't get to get over there to Poor David's Pub as often as I'd like, but I've always enjoyed that place, even the old one.
Totally.
Remember the old one? Or you're probably. Yeah,
I've seen pictures of it, and I was like, so that's what it was like when I would, you know, pass through it. I didn't, you know, put two and two together. This place played music. I thought it was just a cool whiskey bar.
That's a great little venue with those.
Oh, trust me, I've been many times since, but yeah.
Still have those futuristic looking chairs like out of the Jetsons.
And the popcorn, make it yourself.
Yeah, there you go.
First walk in. And the guy who's at the soundboard is always just the nicest. He's like, want to come up here? Too bad, it's my job. It's a rascal. I love him. He's great. I take it. But yeah, if you ever meet any of them there, definitely hang out with York and Hawthorne and some of these other guys. That they will just put you at ease. It's like, we're all here for the same thing. We're all here to support each other. We're all that. I have yet to meet any barfly who was a total prick there. It seems like all of them are on their best behavior, very well behaved. It seems like that's so many of them.
Security in there too.
Oh, they do. I've never seen security, so that's news to me because I work security. Maybe we should work the Poor David's Pub's security special. But no, that's awesome. Cool
spot. Very cool spot and a landmark in Dallas.
A rarity. Mm-hmm. So many other bars. You're not sure right away if you're willing to be part of that crowd, you know. So some will just be a little way too drunk and offending each other, and others will be cool. But then once the music, you know, varies, you're not sure if you want to leave or if just stick around. And this one is just so comforting to everybody. You're like, hey, you know, all the music is short, but sweet, and you want a little more of it. And, that they have opportunities for other people. If you want to just perform an electronic or a country pop band, you can do that there too. It's not just soul.
They're musician friendly. That's what I love about that place.
There you go. Something for everybody too. It's a variety, and the unpredictability works for it.
Variety keyword. Variety. I don't want to hear the same stuff every night.
Yeah.
Repetition makes me insane. So once I left commercial radio, I didn't listen anymore until I got onto KNON. So there was about a
I can't blame you
6-7 year window there I didn't listen to the radio at all. It's like I worked it, I don't want to be a part of it, I don't want to hear it. If I'm not working, I don't want any part of it.
So you joined in 2019 or 2020?
Joined what? Reckless?
Okay,
and when we've been at it since April of 2016.
Okay, sweet. So in those 6 years.
We just celebrated our 7-year anniversary.
So, yeah, 2016 minus six. Yeah, 2010, it was definitely getting bad. So you wisely tuned out at the right time.
I just can't stand the repetition of the playlist. The DJ's not allowed to be DJs anymore.
Yeah,
you know, you have to read off liner cards, and all you're the basically doing
iHeart
is
ad.
Oh gosh, and you're just redirecting people to the station website as well as the iHeart Media app,
asking for donations instead of, hey, this is the time where we do us. We talk about this. Now we're doing the pledge drive. Now we're doing the, you know, remaining 40 minutes where we're going to sneak in 10 different songs before we finally got to close shop and let the next, you know. DJ takeover. It's something for everybody. And
now, pledge drives, while they can be stressful, are a necessary evil in what we do, and that's what keeps KNON going and has been for 40 years.
It's very impressive.
With the listener donations, it gives us the creative freedom to do what we want and keeps management. Exactly. Not that the management is, you know, ever on our case. If we weren't pulling our weight, they probably would be. But
right,
we pull our weight, and they love us. We love them. It's a very peaceful relationship. And a great, you know, they're great. Everyone up there is great.
We need all more of that nowadays.
Well, everybody up there gets along. We are a family up there.
Excellent. And any other upcoming events that you'll be at or co-hosting or opening for by any chance?
Oh, God. How much time do you got? I'm getting married in 2 weeks, so...
I've congrats once again.
Thank you so much. So that's kind of where my head's at right now. I'm going to do...
turns out great.
Oh, thank you. She's awesome. It's going
to
be great.
You don't need to repeat it last time like you were.
No. I like this one a lot.
She's
as far as events, you can always normally, if I'm not at a concert in Dallas, chances are you will find me at Big Rob's in the Mid-Cities or the Rail Club. And I host a lot of those events. I work in both places.
That's all good.
So my day job. I change beer kegs all day at next to in the heart of Arlington, next to Jerry World and Globe Life Field.
Sweet.
But events, just anytime. Nine times out of 10, every night of the week, you'll find me at either Big Rob's or the Rail Club in Fort Worth. So I stay in Arlington, and they gave me an offer I could not refuse. So instead of having to work in a warehouse or clean pools like I'd been doing before this, I get to work. I don't really call it work, but it is work. I get to be me. And host shows and bartend and
it's
just
a rarity.
It's great. And customers are cool. People who come in here are great. The staff's here is great.
Mm-hmm.
But my unofficial bachelor party will be at House of Blues
one day. Nice. Well, I'm in Arlington all the time, so let me know. All together.
It's gonna be at House of Blues in Dallas.
Badass.
It's upcoming Monday.
Okay, even better. What was your first concert at House of Blues?
Oh, at House of Blues? Goodness gracious, you're making me go back now. When did that place open?
Because you're kind of a walking remember when, you know, kind of.
The House of Blues, my first concert would have had to have been, I think it was Cinderella.
Nice.
Keep in mind, when that venue opened, I was still on the sauce, and I've been off the sauce since 2010. So whatever, a lot of stuff that happened before that, I don't really remember, so forgive me for that. But I want to say my first show at House of Blues was Cinderella. And on another note,
are so underrated.
Oh, you like Rat, do you?
I love everybody.
Funny, the cover band I've been moonlighting in for ever, Infestation, is a salute to the music of Rat. And our first show was at the House of Blues on the main stage, opening for the awesome Kiss tribute, Rock and Roll Over.
Nice.
We'll be doing this again in Bonham in June at this animal shelter benefit, also with Rock and Roll Over.
Altogether, do you feel like what really makes them click, other than, hey, you know, everyone's respecting one another and realizing, you know, how far this has all come, and just, you know, it's not going to get any better, so embrace it, you know.
Basically. Can you ask that again, please?
When did you realize just how good that you have it right now? It's like, you know, where you're just like, I love where I am. I don't want to leave anytime soon.
Probably that. Are you preferring KNON or just where I'm at in life?
But,
to the day I got there. It was just like, this is real radio. This is what I went to college for. This is what I wanted to do. We don't have to read any liner cards. We don't have to, you know, we can play whatever we want. Because back at the Bone, I diverted from the playlist, Even when the boss was out of town, he found out, even three weeks after the fact, and would put the fear of God in me that only my father has been able to do. And KNON, we don't have to do that. We can do whatever we want as long as we abide by FCC rules and regulations, and as well as station policies. And
that's what they're always afraid of. And it's like all the songs that are on the playlist by the tip of the soundboard, you know, are already ready to, you know, be aired. So it's just so ridiculous how they'll start that. And it's like, really? We really going here?
It's a great home, and I love it there and wouldn't trade it for anything. I'm not going to lie, I do miss getting paid to do radio. That was wonderful, but I would rather do this as a volunteer and be able to be myself and play what we want than go back down the street, whether it's Victory Park or that other building off of North Dallas Parkway, and do what they tell me to do and be pissed off all the time.
Yeah. Especially when it's not going to get any better, or
no, if they're
going to, or they're going to just decide, hey, you know, you're doing a good job, but we
got another thing over there. I'm not worried anymore about constantly losing my job.
Yes.
Back on commercial radio, every day you live in fear of a station format change, or the ratings being the ratings tanking, and be out of a job for whatever reason. You live with that fear every day that it could end. And if they don't tell, they don't give you a head. It just happens. KNON, we don't worry about any of that. And it is a huge weight lifted off my chest.
Right.
I mean, if we have a pledge drive that doesn't go so well, we'll do it better next time. And we always do.
Right.
So thank you, whoever's watching, listening, for your generous donations to KNON and letting us do what we do so we can keep a music scene alive, at least somewhat.
Probably.
At least on the FM airwaves on Sunday night in Dallas. That's the other thing. Sunday nights in Dallas is a long history of having local shows on a variety of stations.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nothing new there. We like to think we are a continuation of, how old are you again?
I'm in my 30s.
Okay. You might have caught the tail end of this. The local show at Chaz back on 97.1 The Eagle back in the late 90s, early 2000s.
Yes.
He's become a good friend of the show and a great guy. And he was my radio idol when I was growing up. I wanted to be like Chaz. Still do.
Nice.
But we like to think we're just doing what he did, and just like for another generation. We'll do some, but unfortunately we don't have the funding to do live broadcasts like he would at the Curtain Club every Sunday, which used to be a wonderful ritual. Listen to the Eagle on the way to the local show, and then watch the live broadcast, and then the bands would play. It was a magical time in Dallas, I tell you, man. It was great. And not just because I was 19 years old either. It just the energy was great. The bands were killing it. And
internet radio has come along so far too. You know, it's like I knew so many internet radio guys who had just too much of an ego to where it's like, okay, we got a great recording space, but you're driving everyone crazy. And so it's
God,
so cool.
The irony, internet radio egos.
Right. And now it's way better because it's like most of it is, I don't know if it's just that not all of it, some of it can be from your basement. Some of it can be from actual, you know, just.
You can tell who's worked hard at this and who just wants to hear themselves talk.
And sometimes it would get to the point where it just felt like whoever was running it just never had an off button. So it's so cool.
With internet radio, you don't have to do anything you don't want to do. You don't have to play commercials. You don't have to record spots. You don't have to, you don't have to be on any sort of clock. You can just kind of log in and broadcast, and there you go.
Exactly. Yeah, you just acknowledge each other and just go with the flow. Unheard of. It's possible. altogether, what's been the latest concert that you've been to that just blew your mind, where you're like,
Dark Funeral last night at Granada.
You didn't even have to think about it, just second nature. Last night. It's as good as it gets.
They were phenomenal. Saw Possessed last week. Going to see Creator, Sepultura, and Death Angel this upcoming Monday. Like I said, it's my unofficial bachelor party. I'm calling it that. No one there's going to know it's my bachelor party. But I'm going to go check that out. But no, Dark Funeral from Sweden, played the Granada Theater last night and absolutely.
Sweet.
A bit more, not for the, never mind, heavy stuff. You know what I'm saying?
A lot of dense material. All right. Glad it worked out.
Granada Theater is doing a lot of great things too.
I would hope.
Yeah. That's one place that just has not changed at all since I started going there. My father used to go watch football games and movies there in the 60s. Now it's a landmark concert hall in Dallas. I love it. And it just, it's like a mini House of Blues vibe, but not as corporate. Does that make sense?
Hey, even better.
And they've got a whole bunch of great acts coming through that I didn't think they would ever have there. And
so becoming kind of mini Toyota kind of.
Sure. But it's a great place. And I'm thankful that they're hosting a lot of these shows that would probably skip town if there was nowhere else to play.
Yeah. You don't want to lose that traffic.
No, sir.
And rumors spread like wildfire. So any issues, you know, you got to just.
Mm-hmm. And they are on it and they aren't screwing around.
That's great. Oh, man. Anything else you'd like to plug before we take off here?
No, just thank you all so much for supporting King of the Wind. Check us out Sunday nights, 10 to 12 Texas time on the FM side. And if you want some heavier stuff, you can check us out on me out on the live stream Thursday mornings from 8 to 10 on KNON Now. I have a show called Eggs and Bangers, where I just kind of rant, rave about whatever is on my mind and keeping what's current cutting edge metal and hard heavy metal, hard rock, and past and present.
Sweet.
And if you want to hear some rat, June 24th, I'm playing the Frank V. Lloyd Performing Arts Center with Rock and Roll Over.
Sweet.
So got Kiss, Rat, and Guns N' Roses cover bands, all benefiting our furry friends, the pets.
Hey, even better.
All they had to say was, would you play this animal shelter benefit? And before they said, yes. Always down to help the animals.
Right. It's like the only thing everyone can agree on.
Yeah, right. The animals are innocent. Not helping that person. That's all that's going on with me. And if you want to see some cool shows, you can always find me at Big Rob's in the Mid-Cities or the Rail Club in Fort Worth.
Perfect. Excellent, excellent, excellent. And with that further ado, guys, keep jamming out this excellent radio station. They're available online. Any other places where we can find Reckless Rock Radio that hasn't been discussed as much?
KNON.org or RecklessRockRadio.com. And bands, if you're listening, we want your music. If you're from Dallas-Fort Worth or North Texas and you have a band or you used to have a band, send us your tracks. There's a submit option at RecklessRockRadio.com. That's where I get all the great stuff that comes in every few days. And it's like, yeah. Cool. New music.
Oh, yeah.
Follow us on the web on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. The podcast is available on Podbean, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Anchor, Apple, and anywhere else podcasts are available. Feel free to review our show and leave comments on any of those sites. Thanks a million for listening. It's a jacked up.